Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sarah Leonard, how are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I am tremendous. You're going to be an expert on Home Sweet Home Chicago on Saturdays, and you're also going to be doing a lot of interaction with Lisa Dent in this new year. And I just wanted to bring you on the first show, weekday show of the new year, and introduce you to all of our listeners. And do a recap. You're a realtor. You run a realty team, Remax Suburban out in Schaumburg, and you're basically going to be handling everything for Home Sweet Home Chicago that's west of Route 59, all the way up to Wisconsin, out to Indiana, and east into the city. So talk to me about your team real quick. Let's introduce you to our listeners. How many realtors are on your team?
Yep, so we've got 16 agents on our team, been in business for 18 years. And last year we did just around 700 transactions among the team, covering the Chicagoland suburbs.
That's a lot of transactions, especially in a crazy year that 22 was. So let's do a quick recap of 22 and then give me your forecast into 23. Let's start at the beginning of 22, as our listeners know, because I've been preaching this on the radio. The rates were at 3% or 3.5% in January of 2022, and then they shot up to over 7% towards the end of the year. What did you see in 2022, and how did you and your team pivot and react to the increase in the rates?
The beginning of 2022 was a great go for sellers. The main challenge that the market saw was there was a lack of inventory, which created this urgency. So we were seeing buyers act at just such a rapid pace, tons of multiple offers. We were still getting a lot of appraisal waivers and things that really were beneficial to the sellers, while buyers just wanted to capitalize on those interest rates. The shift that we saw came like mid-summer. I think that as we saw the first increase in the interest rates, buyers got gun-shy and wanted to see if the rates were going to dip back down. And you know, I think the surprise came that they just continued to go up. And that's when we really felt that shift. I think that, you know, that continued through, for us, really like mid-November.
Yeah.
And then when the rates went back down, and they're sitting comfortably where now?
Well, you're in the sixes now, right? But it's like you said, Sarah, I've been doing this 21 years. I've never seen a meteoric coming down, you know, a exponential increase in rates on a month by month basis in the 21 years that I've been originating loans. It was crazy.
That's right.
And you would,
it was,
you know,
and its sellers felt the shift, right? Because they were getting, you know, 20, 30 showings in a week, and then that slowed. I mean, that slowed substantially. So it was a very, very fast shift that we felt. There were, you know, there's still the need to move. So we were still getting, you know, I think we went from selling 88 homes in July, and then August it was like 46 homes. So, I mean, it's almost half, we felt. So it was a substantial shift. But that being said, you know, as that happened, we saw sellers for the first time start doing price decreases and things that we hadn't seen since 2018.
Right.
And so while we're still very much at pre-COVID pricing right now, that we're still at the peak, just kind of slowly correcting itself, the values are still very, very stable. And now the last month and a half of 2022 was extremely strong. As rates held comfortably at six, I think that buyers started to realize these are still historically low numbers. They're not three or four, but they're still sitting very comfortably for people. And really that allowed sellers that couldn't afford to sell and purchase because prices were so inflated to be able to filter back into the market.
And it's like we talk about all the time, and you and I talked last week, you're buying the house and you're renting the rate. Okay. And as Donnie's been talking about all morning, there is an economic slowdown forecasted for this year by all major economic indices. And when the economy slows down, what does the Fed do to stimulate the economy? the opposite of what the Fed's been doing to try to slow the economy down, which is raising short-term interest rates, which has an impact on the 10-year note, which are longer-term interest rates. But they kind of go hand in hand. You know, there's a little bit of a lag time. Mortgage interest rates started running up in January, and the Fed didn't start jacking rates up until March, and then really start putting their foot on the pedal April, May, June, July, and the rest of the year. But again, we talked about this, Sarah. You're buying the home, you're renting the rate. Nothing will stop you from refinancing in the future. When the economy slows down, the Feds have to lower interest rates in order to get the economy going. They just refinance into a lower rate like we've been doing for the past 21 years. It's really not that difficult.
Exactly. And I've seen, you know, you guys have great programs with adjustable rate mortgages and 2-1 buy downs. We've seen the market get creative pretty fast to continue to stimulate things.
Sure.
And so there are still really great opportunities out there to keep your payment at a very comfortable place while still just getting through, you know, the next 3 to 5, even 7 years, depending on the loan program that you do, where people can, there's still a lot of affordability.
1 minute before the break here, what's your forecast for 23? No pressure, but sum everything up in 60 seconds. What do you think?
I think it'll be a much more level playing field. I think that we'll see buyers realize that these interest rates aren't so scary, and that as inventory continues to filter onto the market, which we desperately need, I think it'll just really level things out. So while values aren't going to be as high as they were in 2021, we're still definitely peaking from where prices were pre-COVID. And I think that it'll be a really much more level playing field. I think it's going to be a great year in 2023, allowing for buyers to come in and not have the urgency to rush to buy and still create healthy turnover.
Listeners want to reach out to you and your team. What's the best way to reach out to you?
Give us a call, 224-239-3966.
One more time, slower.
224-239-3966.
Got it, because I'm going to get text messages. What's your number? What's your number? What's your number? So 224-239-3966.
You got it.
All right, happy, healthy new year. Looking forward to having you on Home Sweet Home Chicago and hearing all of your wonderful knowledge shared with Lisa Dent throughout the year. That is new realtor to the show, Sarah Leonard, RE/MAX Suburban.